会第一天的相互勉励当中，我们以保罗对哥林多教会信徒的责备来做我们相互的勉励。
And so, starting yesterday, we talk a little bit about the words that Paul spoke to the believers in Corinth and uses as our mutual encouragement.
保罗认为哥林多教会并不是个属灵的教会。
Paul emphasized that the Corinthian church is a carnal church.
虽然在属世的成就以及恩赐上没有一样输别人的。
Even though they are quite gifted in terms of the world and in terms of the spirit, but they are lacking in somewhat.
但是在这个属灵的追求上，在属灵信仰的本质里头，他们却是当婴孩的。
But in terms of the realms of the spirit and their spiritual cultivation, they are considered as spiritual infants.
所以长大成人是每一个基督徒应当追求的目标。
And so for a man to grow up from infancy, from childhood, it is also the goal for a spiritual Christian.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's look into Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章的十三节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13，
十三节，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。十四节
14，
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。在这里保罗再一次的勉励我们。
Here once again, Paul encouraged us.
我们应当要追求认识神。
That we need to pursue into the knowledge of the Son of God and to know God.
能够长大成人，能够拥有基督长成的身量。
And so that we can be a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
在灵性上不再当小孩子。
That in terms of the spirit, we are no longer children.
拥有属灵的智慧，能够辨明人的诡计、欺骗的法术。
And that with spiritual wisdom, we are able to discern every wind of doctrine and not be tricked by the doctrines and craftiness and cunningness of man.
不会被一切的异教之风、异端学说所迷惑。
And not to be carried about to and fro with every wind of doctrine.
那什么叫做长大成人？
And so what does it mean to grow up and be a man?
这里特别讲的是基督长成的身量。
And so this here it mentions to the full statures according to that of Christ.
基督长成的身量有什么样的特色？
What is contained in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
十二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章一到三节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 3.
一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节
，Verse two，
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的。神宝座的右边，第三节。
Verse three，
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。这里谈到主耶稣的忍耐。
Here it talks about the perseverance of Lord Jesus Christ.
这也是长大成熟、满有基督长成身量的一个特色。
And this is a special characteristic in terms of measurement about the full statures of Christ.
忍耐是基督徒得救的因由。
And endurance is one of the reasons of Christ's salvation.
忍耐也是生命成熟的记号。
And endurance is also a symbol in which one can be said to be mature.
我们看到这个小婴孩他肚子饿的时候他是没有办法忍哦。
If you look at an infant when it is hungry, it is unable to have this endurance.
哦，当场就大哭大闹大叫哦，直到你呀、啊，哦，这个喂他喝奶。
Once it is hungry, it will begin to cry out loud until you feed some food.
哦，
那 feed him or her some food.
哦，大人就可以等候哦，可以忍耐了。
But as an adult, we know that we have hunger, but we are able to hold back our hunger.
哦，那如果大人像小孩子这样子哦，肚子饿就大哭大闹，那餐厅哦，可能一堆人坐在那边哭了。
If an adult behaves that like an infant, when once they're hungry, they will cry and make a loud noise. Then the restaurant will be full of people and very chaotic.
所以忍耐是生命成熟的记号。
And so endurance is a trait in which shows that one has matured and grown up.
对各种不如意的遭遇，忍耐的这个力量，是我们属灵生命坚强度的一个象征。
And so for pertaining to much of the difficulties or hostility one may face, endurance, this trait of endurance, will serve a great purpose.
灵命越坚强的人越能够忍受不如意的事情。
One who has a stronger spirituality is able to endure a greater hostility.
所以每一个弟兄姐妹都应当要学习忍耐。
And so it is a responsibility of each of us as members to try to learn how to endure.
我们活在这个世界上，我们要面对各种不同背景、个性的人。
Living in this world, we come across people with different backgrounds and beliefs.
而这些人当中很多都是神要借着我们拯救的对象。
And perhaps many of these people are targets in which Lord Jesus would like us to evangelize.
那我们又怎么能够忍受人对我们无理的顶撞？
But how are we to endure when others come against us?
怎么能够忍受人加诸在我们身上无理的委屈？
Or perhaps some in which we are despised or shamed that they may have cast upon us?
怎么能够忍耐那一些奸险的小人？
Or those who are crafty or cunning?
怎么能忍受人家对我们的鄙视跟误会？
Or how to endure the comparison or perhaps the misunderstandings of others.
能够完成主对我们福音的托付。
In order to fulfill the mission, the commission that Lord Jesus has given to us.
这一切的一切的答案就在耶稣基督身上。
And all these, the answer lies upon Lord Jesus Christ.
既然要满有基督长成的身量，那我们就要看耶稣基督怎么忍耐。
Since we are to measure to the full statures of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we must learn from him and imitate his endurance.
希伯来书这里告诉我们说，这样我们就能够能够免得疲倦灰心。
And here in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, it says, In doing so, then we will not become weary and discouraged in our souls.
继续奔跑摆在我们前面十字架的道路。
But able to continue to run upon this race of the cross which is set before us.
所以我们就来看看耶稣基督的忍耐。
And so here, let us study into the perseverance of Lord Jesus.
首先就是他对他的门徒的忍耐。
And so first, we observe his endurance, his perseverance toward his disciples.
讲到耶稣基督的十二个门徒，第一个不能不提卖主的犹大。
And for example, the first one we will study into is the traitor, the one who betrayed Jesus, who is Judas.
在这个约翰福音的六章六十四节，那边就明指出，在耶稣所挑选的十二个使徒里头犹大是不信的。
And in John chapter 6, verse 64, it mentions how Judas as one who was picked by Jesus.
我们看约翰福音的六章六十四节。
Let's look into John chapter 6, verse 64.
六章六十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 64.
六十四节，只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。我们跳过来看七十节。
Skip to verse 70.
七十节耶稣说，我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。耶稣老早就知道犹大不信他，甚至啊，犹大是成为魔鬼的工具。
Since the beginning, it says here that Jesus knows that Judas is one who does not believe in him, and even to the point of describing him as one of the devil.
哦，那既然是这样，为什么耶稣还允许啊这个犹大啊在他的十二个使徒的行列当中
？And if this is the case, then why is it that Jesus bother to include Judas as one of his 12？
按着神的公义跟圣洁，耶稣是没有办法忍受人的罪恶的。
According to the justice and the righteousness of God, Jesus is unable to tolerate the sins of man.
有人说那是因为要借着犹大卖他来成就救恩。
Some people may reason and say it is because through the betrayal of Judas so that the salvation of mankind can be complete.
那这样说的人是要为犹大脱罪的。
Then people who speak in this way, reason in this matter is actually trying to make an excuse perhaps for Judas.
那犹大一下子从卖主的叛徒当中变成功臣了，成就救恩的功臣。
And then you can then go from that reasoning to say that betrayal of Judas becomes his work to accomplish that of salvation.
这是不对的。
But that is not a correct thought.
耶稣是拣选使徒，不是拣选叛徒。
So Jesus actually chose for himself apostles, not as chose himself betrayers.
犹大是后来被魔鬼迷惑才成为叛徒。
Judas was later on in Jesus' ministry tempted by the Satan and was led astray.
虽然主耶稣一开始就知道。
Even though Lord Jesus perhaps know of this ahead of time,
但是主愿意给犹大有更多的机会。
But Jesus also wants to give to Judas much opportunities and chances to repent.
能够悬崖勒马，能够远离罪恶。
So that he can depart from his evil ways and to pick the ways of righteousness.
甚至耶稣多多的宽容他，还让他名列在十二使徒当中。
And that Jesus was forbearing with him, even to list him as one of his 12 apostles.
但是犹大却是硬心到底，证明他的灭亡是罪有应得的。
But Judas chose for himself this way of destruction because his heart was hardened.
那既然决意要卖主的这个犹大是不信主的。
And since Judas who determined to sell betray Jesus and he did not believe in Lord Jesus.
那当日他跟其他的十一个使徒一同祷告，一同工作，那又算什么？
But during that time, what does it count as of the times in which he had daily prayer with the other 11 disciples?
岂不都成为这个伪善、作假、装模作样的这个假装啊？
Can we say that his relationship and his participation in all this was more of a pretense?
我们在读四福音书的时候，我们最清楚耶稣最痛恨的就是假冒伪善的人。
We from the four Gospels in the New Testament, we can see that Jesus abhorred hypocrisy.
所以对于那个假冒伪善的文士跟法利赛人，耶稣毫不客气的指责也最严厉。
And so to the scribes and to the Pharisees who are hypocrites, we can see Jesus spoke very stern words against them.
但是这位不信主要卖主的犹大，竟然在十一个使徒当中没有人能够发现。
But this this apostle Judas was this disciple Judas was who did not believe in Jesus, also later to betray Jesus, was able to go undetected while he was living with the 11.
可见他装的有多成功。
And perhaps he is so good at hiding what is true in his heart.
演技一流实在应该得奥斯卡金像奖。
Maybe perhaps if he was an actor, he may have received the Grammys or the Oscar.
几个例子我们可以看出来。
From few examples, we can see this.
比如在约翰福音的十二章。
Perhaps like in John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三节到六节。
John chapter 12, verse 3 to 6.
十二章第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 3.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹在耶稣的脚， 又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。第四节
，Four，
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大。第五节
，Five，
说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？第六节
，Six，
他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。这一段经文描写当这个玛利亚用香膏膏耶稣的时候。
Here it tells about an instance in which Mary took a pound of very costly oil, spikenard, to anoint Jesus' feet.
这个犹大就当场批评玛利亚。
And here, Judas, rebuked, Mary.
这个香膏为什么不卖三十两银子来帮助穷人呢
？Why was this, fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii？
在马太福音26章有相同的记载。
And same thing is recorded in Matthew chapter 26.
当犹大批评玛利亚的这一番话一出啊，马上就受到其他使徒们的附和的回应啊。
And once in Matthew chapter 26, it also records when Judas said of this, it also his the other disciples also responded.
大家同声谴责玛利亚说啊，何用这样的浪费啊？
Because they all then come together against Mary and say, Why are you being so wasteful?
犹大真的是因为顾念穷人而误解玛利亚的苦心吗
？Is it true that Judas was really concerned for the poor, and so thinks that Mary was being wasteful?
其实他所顾念的是那三十两银子。
Actually, what we read here tells us that what he cared for is the 300 denarii.
这三十两银子啊，要是放到我口袋里头，不知道多好哎。
He's thinking to himself, wouldn't it be wonderful if these 300 denarii can be put into my pocket?
至少也交给我保管我才有机会从当中拿一些花花。
At least put me in charge of it so that later on when I need it, I can also take some out for personal use.
后来犹大卖主就是三十两银子。
Later on, when we see Judas betray Jesus, he betrayed Jesus for the same amount of money.
所以当时这个犹大仿佛伸张正义义正言辞的责备责备为难这个爱主的玛利亚。
And so at this time we see the example of Judas trying to pretend he was all righteous and for a good purpose, but yet rebuke the innocent Mary.
其他的门徒会跟着附和他是因为不知道这个犹大内心所存的是什么。
And the other disciple follow after what Judas made a statement here is because they were ignorant. They did not know the true motive of Judas.
但是我们的主他是鉴察人心的神。
But our Lord Jesus is one who searched the inner hearts of man.
他怎么会不明白犹大心里所图谋的是什
么？How would it be that he would not understand the scheme of Judas?
他当然知道。
Of course he knows and
aware. 他完全明白犹大这种可恶的伪善假冒。
He knows from his heart the pretense and this hypocrisy of Judas.
用一些非常光冕堂皇、漂亮的借口来攻击一个真心爱主的姐妹。
To use such good and seem so beautiful and righteous purpose to rebuke the sincere and genuine heart of Mary.
这就是主耶稣对犹大必须要忍受的。
But this is something in which Jesus need to endure that of Judas.
我们想想看，公义善良的主，面对这种伪善的这个行为了。
Now we look at Lord Jesus, who is righteous and justice, and just have to endure this kind of people around him.
是很难不发脾气的哦。
It is probably very difficult for one not to be angry.
但是主耶稣啊，却是耐心的期待犹大能够有所改变。
But here Jesus persevered in terms of holding back his anger, but actually replacing it with love, hoping that Judas can return.
没有当场拆穿他的西洋镜。
He did not immediately tear down this scheme of Judas or this thought of Judas.
在马太福音的这个二十六章
，In Matthew chapter 26,
那边记载着这个犹大。另外的一次假装。
We see another instance in which Judas also pretended.
马太福音二十六章的二十节到二十五节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 20 to 25.
二十六章二十节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 20.
到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒坐席。二十一节。
21.
正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”二十二节。
22.
他们就甚忧愁，一个一个的问啊，他说：“主啊，是我吗？”二十三节。
23.
耶稣回答说：“同我沾手在盘子里的，就是他要卖我。”二十四节。
24.
人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。二十五节。
25.
卖耶稣的犹大问他啊，问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”在逾越节的筵席上，主耶稣对门徒说：“你们当中有一个会卖我。”
Here in the time of the Passover and the Lord's Supper, here Jesus said to his disciples, "Surely I say to you, one of you will betray me."
此话一出啊，这十二个门徒啊，每一个就忧愁起来了。
And so after saying this, they were exceedingly sorrowful. Each one of them began to say, "Is it I, Lord?"
心里想说啊，怎么会有人要卖耶稣呢？卖我们的主啊！
Perhaps in their heart, they're saying, "How is it possible among all us 12, there's someone who would like to betray Jesus?"
哇，主对我们这么好
！Our Lord Jesus has been so good to us.
怎么可以背叛他、出卖他呢
？How can we betray him and to sell him?
哇，会不会是因为一时的不察、软弱而把耶稣卖了
？Is it because perhaps an instant response or ignorance?That one have done such a deed?
那会不会是我呢
？So is it I?
所以每一个就问耶稣说：“是我吗？会是我吗
？”And that's why each one of them said to the Lord, "Is it I?"
这个时候的犹大真的是寡廉鲜耻，也跟着人家这样问耶稣。
And at this time, Judas also pretended to play along, just like other disciples, and also asked the same thing.
其他的门徒之所以问耶稣说：“主啊，是我吗？”是因为根本不知道。
The other disciple asked the Lord Jesus, "Lord, is it I?" Because they do not know, who is it?
但是犹大他自己心知肚明啊。
But here Judas, we can say that he knows of himself.
没想到这一下子要卖耶稣的事情东窗事发，被耶稣知道了。
That now Lord Jesus knows of his plan to betray him.
竟然还敢跟着其他的这些使徒们来问耶稣说啊。主啊，是我吗
？But even so, he dared to still continue to ask, along with the other disciple, and say, "Rabbi, is it I?"
我看到这个，连那个虚伪、假冒为善的这些法利赛人跟文士都望尘莫及呀，
望尘莫及
啊，都比不上他了。
I believe the Pharisees and scribes who Jesus called as hypocrites, won't even be able to compare to the actions of Judas.
这种。假冒这种虚伪这种可恶的行径
such kind of action by Judas such kind of hypocrisy probably exceeds them all
也是我们圣洁的主他所要忍受的
but this is something that our Lord Jesus still need to persevere or to endure
再来马太福音的二十六章四十七节到五十节
also let's look at verse 47 of Matthew 26
四十七节 说话之间，那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来。四十八节。
48.
那卖耶稣的给了他们一个暗号，说：“我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。”四十九节。
49.
犹大随即到耶稣跟前说：“请拉比安，就与他亲嘴。”五十节。
50.
耶稣对他说：“朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。”于是那些人上前下手拿住耶稣。这里记载在客西马尼园里头，犹大带了一班的兵丁，用亲嘴做记号 来出卖耶稣。
Here at the Garden of Gethsemane, it says here that Judas brought with him this great multitude with swords and club and betrayed Jesus with a kiss.
哦，这个亲嘴啊，哦，是他们啊、这个问安哦，亲爱的一个表现。
Kissing in the culture was a way to show greetings, a sincere kind of greeting.
哦，却被犹大拿来作为卖主的记号。
But here it became as Judas used it as a symbol.As a way to betray his Lord.
哦，这真的是哦，小人的行为。
And this is really the actions of deceitful man.
哎，但是主耶稣仍然心平气和地忍受罪人加诸在他身上的顶撞。
But even Jesus, with a calm and very patient heart, still endure these kind of things from his enemy.
哦，有时候我们想一想哦，我们是不是也经常会虚伪的故意用一些漂亮的借口来攻击比我们更爱主的人？
So let us think to ourselves. Sometimes in our servitude to God, have we used some beautiful words or deceit to harm those who really serve God with love?
哦。借此啊，来掩饰我们贪爱世界的心。
And to hide our true motive or perhaps our sinful nature of going after the world.
如同犹大一样，哦，表面上我们哦跟人一样热心。
Just like Judas, on the surface we seem as zealous as other workers.
哦，一样好像很爱主。
Same thing to like others, we seem to love the Lord.
但是暗中啊，却像犹大一样在出卖主的荣耀。
But in the dark, in secret, that we, like Judas, betrayed the glorious light of Jesus.
哦，也许神，也许主耶稣，哦，就像对犹大一样对我们。
And perhaps Lord Jesus just like how he treated Judas.
哦，没有马上哦责罚我们。
Did not immediately rebuke us.
而是一次又一次的忍耐我们。
But time after time endured with our sins.
主并不是要姑息我们。
He is not that. It is not that he supports us in that in the ways that in which we act.
而是一次又一次的忍耐啊，如同他忍耐犹大一样，要给我们有悔改回头的机会。
But he endured us in our evil ways, so that hoping that we can once again return to him in all righteousness.
我说我们应当要以犹大。的下场来作为我们的见解。
And so we should look at the result of Judas here as a warning to us.
哦，不要浪费神给我们的机会。
Let us not waste the opportunity that God has given us.
哦，最后啊，我们就永远悔恨不已啊。
Then in the end, there will be a point in which we will not be able to return.
哦，这是耶稣对犹大的忍耐。
And so this is the perseverance that Jesus has shown to his disciple Judas.
哦，在十二个使徒当中，犹大卖主。
In the 12 of the 12 disciples, Judas betrayed Jesus.
哦，那第二名的就是那个不认主的彼得了。
And the second one betray Jesus in some way is Peter.
哦，彼得是耶稣第一批所选召的使徒。
Peter is one of the first disciples which Jesus have called.
哦，那啊，也可以说哈，啊，彼得在这个十二个使徒里头表现的最突出啊。
And you can say that Peter was perhaps the leader or one who stands out amongst the 12.
啊，他总是最能干的，是带头的。
He is one with more leadership capability, one who is very capable.
哦，好像是这个哦十二个使徒哦，这个这一班哦的班长一样。
He is like probably like the big brother of the 12.
啊，但是他同样。啊，也给耶稣不少的难过跟伤心。
But he has also caused certain sorrow to the heart of Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣对彼得还是耐心的教导。
But Jesus still, with a heart of endurance, tries to correct Peter.
哦，我们啊，同样看这个马太二十六章。
Let's look into Matthew chapter 26.
我们来看四十节。
Verse 40.
四十节来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能与我警醒片时吗？”四十一节。
41.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。哦啊，在这里，哦，这个客西马尼园里头啊，主耶稣带着 最亲近他的三个门徒就是彼得、约翰、雅各同行。
Here in Gethsemane, Jesus brought his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, to pray with him.
叫他们与主一起警醒。
And to be watchful.
这是主在要引进那个十字架苦悲之前，面对带着肉体，有肉体的软弱的挣扎。
And this was right before he take the bitter cup of the cross, and him with this physical body, the pain that he was about to face.
主耶稣用迫切警醒的祷告来胜过肉身的阻挡跟软弱。
And so Jesus using his watchfulness and his sincere prayers to overcome the weakness and the fear of his flesh.
但是这三位最亲近主的门徒
But these three disciples which were closest to Jesus
却是一而再再而三的不能够与主一起警醒。
They were not able to be of the same mind and be as watchful as Jesus.
因为眼睛困倦睡着了。
And because they were tired and weary, and so they fell asleep.
在这一场属灵征战，在黑暗要掌权的关键关头上，主最亲密的战友彼得啊，同样的也不能够警醒。
And in this darkest hour, in which of the biggest spiritual battle, Jesus' dear and closest three disciples were unable to be able to watch and pray with him.
让耶稣非常的失望。
And so became a disappointment.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们再看另外一个地方的记载。
Let's look into another passage.
路加福音。
Luke.
路加福音的二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
二十二章的三十一节到三十四节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。”三十二节。
32.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要兼顾你的弟兄。三十三节。彼得说：“主啊。”我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。三十四节。
34.
耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。”当主耶稣预告门徒将会因他而跌倒。
Here, Jesus prophesies that because of him he will fall.
这个时候，这个彼得啊，他却夸口啊。
But here, Peter seems so self-confident.
别的门徒会跌倒，或许他们软弱吧。但是我彼得啊，我怎么可能呢
？You say other disciples may fall and become weak, but how am I, Peter? I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death.
我彼得啊，是大师兄哎。
I, Peter, am the big brother of all.
在这个所有的十二个使徒里头啊，我也入选哦。这个最亲近主的三个门徒当中的一位。
Of the 12, I am considered as one of the closest of the even to the of the three.
谁看过耶稣你荣耀的本相？彼得是其中一位。
Who have seen the how Jesus, Lord Jesus, has transfigured upon the mount? I, Peter, for one, have witnessed it.
谁跟主耶稣你呀？有这个走海面的经验，就只有我彼得。
And of the 12 disciples, who of the disciples have this experience of walking among the water, with Lord Jesus? Only I, Peter.
虽然后来因为失去信心沉下去有点漏气啊，但是至少我也走过了。
Even though at the end of that, he kind of lost faith and began to sink, but at least he took the courage to go out.
那谁又在主耶稣你的这个考试当中得满分呢？
And
你问说，
who,
人们说我是谁呀？就只有我彼得啊。
And even when you test it and say, who do you say I am? And only I, Peter, have responded the correct answer.
我说你就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
I responded by saying, "You are Christ, the Son of God."
哦，虽然后来哦，因为体贴自己不体贴哦主啊，我说哦，那个主啊，你万万不可哦到耶路撒冷受害啊，结果被你呀、啊、修理了一顿，说撒旦退到我后边去了。
Even though I was weak at one point in which I urged you not to go into the city of Jerusalem to encounter the suffering, and yet at the time you rebuked me and say, "Satan, get behind me."
哦，但是无论怎么样哦，我彼得啊总是啊有特别多的属灵的历练跟经验。
But no matter what, I, Peter, have come close and have much of the spiritual experience with you, Lord Jesus.
哦，啊，所以我彼得就是同你下监，跟你一起受死，我也是甘心。我怎么可能不认你
？So therefore, I, Peter, am ready to go with you both to prison and to death.
但是才不过转眼之间。
But just with a moment, a few moments later.
好，他不但不认耶稣，甚至发誓不认。咒诅自己不认。
And not only did he deny Jesus three times, but he made a vow and cried out and saying that he never knew Lord Jesus.
我刚刚才跟耶稣讲说，我是十二个使徒里头的第一名哦，我最勇敢，我最勇猛。
A few moments ago, he just proclaimed himself as the great disciple, one who is willing to go to death and to prison with Lord Jesus.
哦，现在竟然在公众面前三次不认耶稣。
But now out in the public, he denied Lord Jesus three times.
那这主耶稣没有当场啊，哦，就责备彼得说：“你这个懦夫啊，你忘恩负义，你出卖朋友。”
And at this time, Jesus did not show his anger or rebuke Peter harshly and say, "You useless, you traitor."
哦，你不是说要跟我下监受死啊，都不会不认我吗
？Did you not say to me just a few minutes ago you will are willing to go to prison and to death with me?
哦，主耶稣啊，只是转过身来看彼得。
But we see that Jesus responds only with a simple and gentle look of his eyes.
哦，彼得想起刚刚才跟耶稣所说的话。
And then Peter remembers the words that Jesus have just spoken to him.
哦，羞愧的出去痛哭了。
And so he felt so ashamed that he left and cried bitterly.
哦，再来，在这个约翰福音的十八章那边记载。
Let's also look into John chapter 18.
哦，那边记载这个当犹大带领兵丁要来捉拿耶稣。
There it records when Judas brought with this great multitude with swords and clubs after Jesus.
哦，这个彼得哦，他抽出刀来要保护耶稣。
And Peter here took out a sword out of his sheath to defend Jesus.
哎，他当场哦啊，把这个一同前来这个大祭司的仆人哦，这个马勒古的耳朵给削掉。
And at the time, he cut off the ear of the servant of the priest.
哦，啊，这种血气啊，不顾一切的血气之勇啊，啊，不但无济于事，反而啊，增添了耶稣的麻烦。
But this has not helped Lord Jesus at all. Instead, it actually created some problem for Jesus.
哦，要不是主耶稣立刻就治好那一个哦，这个马勒古啊，他的受伤的耳朵。
If not for Jesus' healing power, able to reattach that ear to the servant of the priest.
哦，如果真的动起刀枪来，我看这十二个门徒哦，会死伤无数。
If this gets carried away with just swords and physical force, perhaps his 12 disciples might have lost their life.
拿刀的彼得啊，更是不要想跑掉。
And this Peter who yield the sword probably would not escape.
哦，给耶稣惹麻烦。
Because he gave, so he brought problems for Jesus.
哦，再来哦，当主耶稣哦这个。受死在十字架上成就救恩。
Next, when we look at when Jesus was nailed upon the cross to achieve salvation.
哦，约翰福音那边记载哦，这个彼得啊啊带头回去打鱼了。
And we see in the end of the book of John that Peter took with him the disciples and went back to fishing.
哦、啊，五六个这个门徒啊也跟着他走了。
And so five or six.The disciples also followed after him.
啊，原本他们就是渔夫。
Because they were initially fishermen.
啊，于是又重操旧业去了。
And so they went back to their own old lives.
啊，啊，这一位带头的彼得啊，这一次可不是好带头了。
And this Peter, who is supposed to lead his fellow brethren at this time, did not set such a good example of leadership.
他们不是已经撇下一切跟随耶稣了
did they not cast these nets aside in order to follow after Christ?
哦，怎么现在又走起回啊走 走了回头路了。
Why is it now they went back to their old lifestyles?
哦，感谢神哦，慈爱的耶稣试着向他们显现。
But thanks to the grace and the mercy of God, that Lord Jesus appeared before them.
哦，体恤他们劳碌的一整夜一无所获。
Was very understanding of their labor the whole night trying to catch fish.
哦，丝毫没有责备。哦、只问他们说小子们你们有吃的没有
did not rebuke his disciple but instead with compassion said children have you anything to eat、
哦、主耶稣早在岸上为他们预备的饼和鱼、啊、预备的早餐、啊、
and so upon the shore Jesus prepared breakfast already for them with bread and with fish、
哦、等吃饱之后才查问彼得的爱心
and after they are filled to their stomach then Jesus asked and search the heart of Peter.
所以可见呢，主对彼得耐心的教导。
And so we can see here that throughout these whole events that how Jesus had this heart of endurance and perseverance for Peter.
很多时候我们还跟彼得差不多。
And perhaps we look at ourselves many times we are just like Peter.
常常啊，想要跟主啊称兄道弟，不知分寸。
And so many times we want to equate ourselves in terms of just being just as good.
哦、成事不足败事有余的表现、哦哎 做不成什么事情就经常在搞破坏的、哦
but actually we are not able to accomplish anything but instead cause more destruction than anything else、
哦、虽然有愿意跟主的心
even though we may have this heart to follow after Christ、
哦、却是没有足够的属灵生命跟力量
but we do not have sufficient spiritual life and that spiritual strength、
哦、可以让主来使用我们
that Lord Jesus can better use us、
哦、在神的家中好像很热心
and so in the house of God it seems as though we are very fervent、
哦、喜欢带头、啊、发起一些活动、哦、带领一些工作
we like to lead we like to have many creative ideas and to bring out many things、
哦、但也经常搞得不可收拾的局面。
But then in the end, we see that our work is in vain and it actually causes more harm than good.
喜欢带人到主的面前，但是常常带歪了。
We like to bring others before the presence of God, but many times we bring them to a crooked way.
哦，有很高的理想，很高的标准。
We have many ideals and many hard to achieve concepts.
哦，但有的却是哦、软弱的心智微小的动力
but some of them are actually weak and unable to come to accomplishment、
哦、标准高但是达不到
standards is high but we are unable to achieve it、
哦愿意、哦、对神的工作、啊、拆毁的多、哦、建设的少、
and so to pertain to the work of God actually causes more harm than any good
我们是不是也感受到主耶稣还在是、哦快受不了了。
And have we ever felt that it seems as the Lord Jesus also can't take it anymore?
希望我们能够早点成熟。
He hopes that we can come to maturity faster.
能够成为他合用的器皿。
And to become one that is of a vessel in which he can use.
哦，所以我们也应该效法主的忍耐。
And so here we are also to imitate this perseverance of Lord Jesus.
哦，彼此相互的忍耐。
And to have this mutual endurance and patience.
哦，像主耶稣忍耐我们一样。
Just as Lord Jesus have shown his perseverance and endurance toward us.
哦，给我们时间，给我们机会。
Has given us many opportunities and provided much time.
我们也应当给我们的弟兄姐妹同样时间，同样机会。
Likewise, we are to give to our fellow brothers and sisters those opportunities and time as well.
哦，这就是主耶稣给我们。哦、长大成熟的表现。
And so these are examples in which Jesus has shown us that we need to come to this full measure of the stature of Jesus.
哦，那我们啊、这个先啊、暂停哈、哦，我们休息十分钟啊、休息二十分钟，然后休息到四十一点四十哦。